Welcome back. This is the Edge of Hero podcast at Indian Hill High School. I'm Kirk Konecki, the superintendent, and I am here today with Milana Barrett and John Poggio. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, glad to be here.
It's so nice to see you both. And I picked you two for this podcast for a reason. I've been big fans kind of watching you over the last few years here as you've transitioned. And you are both involved in so many different things. So I think a lot of our listeners probably will know who you are. But I'm so interested in your experiences both in the classroom and out of the classroom. And I want to start with a question I'm going to ask both of you. You've worked with a lot of different coaches over the years in the activities you've been involved with. What makes an excellent coach here at Indian Hill? Because you've worked with coaches in lots of places. But when you think about some of the people who maybe have influenced you here, what are the attributes that some of your coaches have had here that you try to model or that maybe you appreciate? And I know you both have been involved in some different activities. So Milana, let's start with you. I know you do some cross country, mm-hmm. but you've done other things. What are those attributes that you really appreciate in an excellent coach?
It's always nice when you can feel like the coach actually cares about the students. Like Coach Savage, she makes me feel like confident and excited when I accomplish something new. And for mock trial, Mr. Van has been really nice and helpful, and you can really tell that they like care about us succeeding and doing well.
I like hearing that, trying to build up your confidence for who you are. That's obviously really important. John, what do you think about when you hear these things?
Yeah, I think someone who like wants you to be your best on and off the field. You know, I think Coach Rodenberg and Coach Hill, two new guys, you know, they're great coaches, but they teach us how to be great men and even further down the road, you know, how to excel in life. And then, you know, Coach Savage as well, she's awesome. She's been here forever, and she's taught so many great things, and she has so much experience that she shares with us, so it's great.
How long do you think it takes for one of these adults to become an excellent coach, right? Not just the hired coach or the coach who has some experience. In your opinions, as teenagers, how long do you think it takes for someone to become an excellent coach? What do they have to do?
I mean, it could be right away. You know, as soon as you meet them, you can tell how much they care and how passionate they are. It's big, communicating with each other and, you know, getting to know their background and what they've accomplished. So I think, you know, it could be right away, or it could take longer as well, but it just depends, yeah.
That's an interesting answer. I appreciate that. What do you think, Milana?
I agree with him. This year is Mr. Van's first year doing mock trial coaching for us, and he's already really great, and he's like helping us, and I think he's learning too, but it's a good experience. And then you have someone like Coach Savage, who's had a lot more experience, but you have the same feeling, like that they care and want to do well.
Yeah, and it's interesting that you mentioned those two, and I think whether it's teaching or coaching, right, in or out of the classroom, when I've interacted with them, or I think when other staff interact with them as colleagues, right, you can immediately get that sense, like you said, John, right away, of competence, experience, maybe some self-assured knowledge about what they're talking to you about. And that's really an important thing, because I think it models for young adults about maybe what you want to come. I think leaders model the way, mm-hmm. and I think that's something we talk about here at Indian Hill a lot. So let's talk about that piece for a minute, because I think you both try to model the way a little differently. Like, there's vocal leaders, and there's kind of flamboyant, boisterous leaders, and then there's quiet leaders sometimes. What kind of leader do you try to be with your club or your team? John, why don't you take that one first?
I think trying to be a vocal leader is important, but also demonstrating the way things are done. When kids see, or fellow teammates see, someone doing the right thing or getting things done, it helps them a lot, not just yelling at them or getting them in check, but if they see what it takes or how it's done the right way, that can help.
Sure. And I think that modeling and doing what you say you're going to do for your coach or your other teammates is really, really important. What do you think, Milana?
In like leadership situations, I feel like I've always been less like vocal, like John is probably. More like trying to guide people and help out in any way that I can. But I've never been like at least I don't think I've ever been like super like do it this way, do it that way. And I think it's good to like include everyone in situations like that.
Yeah, and I think that's the important thing maybe about leadership sometimes is you sometimes lead from behind, sometimes from the side, sometimes out front. It's situational, right? And then depending on how large or small your team or group is, it could be different in different situations. Your groups and the teams that you've been a part of, they do some interesting things when they're not competing, right? And I think you both have learned a little bit about the importance of what I would call service learning or impact in your community. What have you learned from those kinds of service-oriented activities you've done with your groups?
Well, one, it's kind of hard to put those things together. Like recently, I was part of in our orchestra classes for our final, we did like a service project basically. And it's really difficult. I had a group of nine. It was like a collaborative thing. So no one was like the one in charge, but you could kind of tell like who was kind of leading it and then who was just kind of like floating along, you know? So like, I feel like it depends on the situation and like leading people. I feel like sometimes it's necessary to be like, this is what we need to do. Cause sometimes there are people who are like unwilling to lead, if that makes sense. So I feel like those roles are pretty natural in different situations.
And you can learn to lead, right? It's not just a natural thing you know how to do. You actually have to learn to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
And Ms. Emmons was putting this kind of project-based learning unit together for you all to mm-hmm. do some of that with each other, right? And collaborate.
Oh yeah, it was like, she was just kind of like, okay, you need to come up with your own thing. And she helped us, like if we had an idea that we didn't really know if it would work, we'd go up to her and be like, do you think this would work? She was like, yeah. And then it was up to us to kind of figure out how to do it. So it, like, the more that you do those things, I think you get better at handling the situations.
And take some of those skills with you, mm-hmm. right, that are hopefully are transferable, which I think is a big thing in clubs and activities and sports, is you learn these transferable skills. John, when you think about that, like the service aspect or being a good community member, and I know your teams have done some things, you maybe done some new things this year too with new coaches, but what do you take from those activities?
Yeah, I mean, our basketball team, we took a trip down to Florida over winter break, and it was huge. It was a great moment to bond with the team and get to know the guys better and get to know the coaches even better. It was good. I mean, Coach Hill, you know, he taught us a lot about how to be men and how to treat others with respect, because we were pretty much living on our own for a little bit. So it was big to learn, you know, how to live life the right way and how to be a great person.
And I saw you guys when you were coming back, you did something really cool. You made sure that the bus driver who took you guys for the week got a taken care of and made some comments to him to show your gratitude. I thought that was really a mature way to kind of cap it off.
Right, yeah, that was awesome. We had a bus driver that was driving us around, so we were thankful for that. And then we also, we had a kid on the freshman team, his name's Paul. It's first time ever playing basketball, and you know, we all chipped in to buy him a pair of new basketball shoes. So it was an awesome moment and just shows, you know, the culture that we've built around here.
And I'm sure he appreciates that forever, right? That's something he'll never forget, and hopefully you guys will never forget.
Right.
Milana, mock trial obviously is huge at Indian Hill. I think it's widely successful. I know Coach Van is trying to, like, you know, continue on with the tradition with you, but what does that help you do to prepare for school after high school? Like, mock trial's fun, and you're doing it because you're actively involved and interested, but mock trial kind of gives you some skills that go beyond high school, doesn't it? Why are you involved?
Well, I originally joined last year just because I thought it'd be interesting to see what it would be like to be a lawyer, because that was like one of the career paths that a lot of people have been talking about. But as you kind of went through it, I feel like this year it's a lot different than it was last year when I originally joined. This year it's more about, one of the biggest things is like collaborative work, because I'm a witness this year, and then we have our lawyers, and a lot of it is like going back and forth and coming up with new ideas and just learning to work with other people. And like, sometimes your ideas aren't gonna work. That happens a lot to us. So it's just good to accept like things as they come. It's like new stuff gets released about the case that we're working on. Sometimes it's like, oh, this is such a great idea. And then someone's like, oh, actually. And we're all like, oh, we need to think of something else. So it's kind of good for just learning to adapt to what you have and make the best decisions.
And give people an idea of like how much time you're putting in weekly with mock trial outside of class with your group. Because you guys have fun, but you're also working. And yeah, those hours build up.
So we have 3 practices a week on Tuesdays and Thursdays till 4:30, but sometimes people will stay later. And every Saturday we meet for 3 hours from 9 to 12. So that's just
commitment.
That's like the scheduled part. But there's other days where certain people will get together because we need to work on stuff. This Sunday is our first like real competition, so this week's been a little bit more packed.
I'm sure, and then you get excited as the time nears, and yeah, we'll look forward to hearing how that goes. John, I don't think a lot of people who leave school actually ever return to school. Mm-hmm. So then they get this nostalgic idea in their head about what school's like. Yep. But right, school's changed a lot. What do you want people to know as a student athlete who's involved in so many activities about time and commitment and routine and schedule? Like, because I gotta believe you've probably got one of the tightest schedules I've ever seen over the last couple years. Do you think most adults understand how organized you are or how mature you are with that schedule? Or what do you think they think about what you're doing?
They definitely think it's difficult, but it's awesome at the same time. You know, I enjoy doing what I do. Going to practice and see my buddies every day, it's awesome. And you know, the amount of lessons that you learn playing sports, how to persevere through everything, and bond with your teammates and build great friendships that last forever, it's awesome, and I wouldn't change it for anything.
How do you monitor things like your diet and sleep with the routine? Like, how do you take care of the self-care part, like on a weekly basis? Like, let's use winter sports season as the example. How do you approach that?
Yeah, so we have practice every day from 5 to 6:30, and we have 2, sometimes 3 games a week. So during the school week, like on when days we have practice, you know, I go home and I try to get my schoolwork done, just get it right out of the way, and then go to practice. And then so when I get home, I can spend time with my family and then eat and do stuff like that. And then, you know, game days, nights before a game, I try to get to bed, you know, at least 10 at the latest, and eat well, eat a good breakfast, because you know, that's important to get through the day, and then so that you're prepared for whatever the night brings. So, you know, it's tough, but it's a grind, so it's awesome.
And not everybody does it. So, I mean, kudos to both of you. You keep very busy schedules, and I think the routine does help you getting through it, but then you also learn, I think, some of these transferable kind of responsibility skills, right, to do the adulting that everybody out there would like you to do as you're growing into young adults. Let's talk about fun events that you'll take with you when you graduate from Indian Hill High School. If you had to pick something you've done thus far in your student career, you know, and I don't care what it is, but something that you go, oh my gosh, that was the most fun, I'm never going to forget that once I leave here. What's something you experienced that just you'll take with you? Lana, can you think of something?
I'm thinking.
I know you still have some time, but you guys have had some fun.
For me personally, I feel like it's like the little things, not necessarily like the big events that I find the most like endearing memories in, just like practices and stuff like that, and bonding with teammates, and those are the things that I personally enjoy the most. And seeing like at races and stuff, or track, seeing people like PR and stuff like that stuff is what is like fun and exciting, is when you can accomplish new things with other people.
And you get pretty close with these people, so you know mm-hmm. what their goals and aspirations are, right? So then when get that personal record, you kind of can be there to experience it with them. That's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Little moments that I appreciate hearing that. It helps me to stay grounded thinking about what should matter for you all. What do you think, John?
Yeah, like she said, I think the little moments are, you know, they're special. I think that I did something new this year. I joined the Premier's Choir. So it was different. I was glad I did it. And I think it's something that I show other people. You know, people view me as an athlete and all that, but I like doing the arts and getting involved with that. So I think that's something that I'll take on for the rest of my life, and I enjoyed
it. Yeah, and you did a great job with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think as you go through the year, right, if you're willing as a person to try something new, high school gives you the opportunity to try a lot of new things, right? And you don't have to do it all. But when you are willing to try something and take a calculated risk, usually it pays off. Yeah. I think that's happened for you. John, talk about what happens with you in career aspirations after high school. Because as you said, a lot of people think of you as a great athlete first, but you're a strong student. You have a breadth of skills. What do you see yourself interested in? What do we need to know? Like, what's the next step for you?
Yeah, you know, I enjoy sports. I enjoy leading teams. So I've thought about the coaching and teaching path later down the road. You know, I enjoy teaching what I know and what I've learned to other players and kids. And I just enjoy seeing people succeed and building a culture that is really tight. So
you could see yourself doing some kind of teaching or coaching?
Yeah. I could see myself coaching football, basketball, either of those. And yeah, teaching, I don't know, gym health class, nutrition class. So I've been interested in that.
Well, that's great. That excites me as an educator. We need great public school teachers. We need people who care about helping the next generation. And if that's the way you go, of course, I'll help you in any way I can. But that's a wonderful thing to hear. Milana, you mentioned this when you talked about mock trial, about maybe thinking about the interest of law. And of course, you get all these things from different classes and teachers that you interact with, right? That's another, I think, part of high school that makes it so interesting is you're over 4 years, you're inundated with ideas from a bunch of different adults and all this different content. What are you thinking about in terms of career interests or things you want to explore now because of what you've been doing?
I feel like I go through like phases where I like fixate on one career or like, yeah, that's what I want to do. That sounds the coolest, like stuff like that. Like last year it was law and I was super interested in it. And this year I've kind of switched to like med school. I don't know what type of med school, but just like there's a bunch of different paths. So it's kind of hard to think about and decide.
That's,
it's very overwhelming.
That's why I asked, because I think when you say path or pathways, right, I always like to say pathways or paths, and they can intersect and interact. And mm-hmm. I don't think you have to decide today, right? I don't mm-hmm. think you have to know today, but it's always interesting to me to hear what you're thinking. That's one of our bells. We'll finish up here in a minute for you all. Let's talk about the idea of what has happened in the world the last few years, right, makes you think as a student about how, where you come from, what you do as a citizen, what either in your community or out of your community, and interacting with other people who either are a lot like you or not like you. You come from a very unique school district. So, you know, people are always out there talking about the world's crazy, the world's changed so much, or the last few years have been, you know, what does all that mean to you as a typical high school student every day, and how do you process and think about that, or do you? I would just wonder, John.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to get too caught up into it, but I think what I've learned is that if you're a nice person and you accept everybody and accept everybody for what they're worth, you can't do too much wrong. No, like I said, I joined the Premier Squire, and you know, a lot of those kids aren't like me, but I don't see anything wrong with them, and I accept everything that they do and what they believe in and all that. So I enjoy just seeing people succeed and come to school with a smile on their face and enjoy every day.
Smile, nice, kindness, acceptance. That's what I kind of heard.
Yeah.
That those things sound good to me. What do you think, Milana?
Well, as for, like, I'm assuming you're talking about like COVID and all that stuff, and
all of it,
it's,
yeah,
like affected us.
Let's throw it all under the umbrella.
Yeah. I mean, I try not to like obsess over things, especially like that. It's like so completely out of my control. And as for like accepting people, I've never really had a problem with anyone. I don't think I've tried to be nice to everyone that I talk to. And sometimes you don't get along with people, and that's fine. But like John said, just like coming to school and talking to people and making the small memories that hopefully I'll remember,
yeah,
later in life.
And I think that what I want you two to know, which is why I kind of finished that question, and maybe I was being sneaky, is what I think people know about two of you, and maybe you didn't know this about each other, but you two are two of the nicest people around. And people tell me that about you, and I see it, and I think your teachers and your coaches and your principals see it, and I really appreciate that, because it is the little things, right? And I think when you do what you say you're going to do and you try to model those things just as a young adult to other people, it rubs off on your colleagues and your friends and their peers. And I would think you guys have a pretty good friend group. They want to be with people that are like that and who are just kind of down to earth and kind. And I think you both model that approach, and I really appreciate that. So I want you to hear that while we're here together today. And I look for big things from you also. I know you set goals for yourselves. I've heard about your PR goals. I know, John, you and your team have some goals, and you've both overcome some things this year that I really appreciate. So best of luck to you to finish off your school years and what you're doing the way you want to do it. I appreciate you sharing today. And one last thing, if you had to pick one teacher that you've experienced at Indian Hill that you think when people ask you 10 years from now, oh gosh, yeah, that was one of my favorites and here's why. Like, if you had to just pick one, who might you mention?
I have to go with Coach Rodenberg, just because I think we have so much in common. When I was hurt during football, we'd always talk on the sidelines about life and football, and you know, it was awesome, and I got to know him really well. So I thank him. He's made a big impact in my life.
That's great to hear.
Does it have to be a high school teacher?
Anybody.
I became really close with Mrs. Dillenberger. I had her in 7th and 8th grade because of the whole COVID thing.
Yeah.
So I had her for 2 years, and she was just one of those teachers that I feel like you could talk to, and if something happened in my life, she'd kind of be like, oh, like, I'm there for you. You can talk to me if you want to. Just stuff like that, which I've experienced with multiple teachers, actually. But she was one of my favorites in middle school, and I still see her in the hallways here now because of the 8th graders. So it's just like fun to see her and be like, oh, hi. She asked me how chemistry is going.
They're both great examples of people who I see trying to pay it forward. And I think you two are people who will pay it forward in the future too. And I really appreciate you joining us for the Edge Hero podcast today. Best wishes for the rest of your year.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Yep. You too. Bye.